Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
Hi, everyone. Today we're going to look at the faith of a child. The faith of a child is so precious and so beautiful. You can see a good example of this in 1 Samuel chapter 17, when David took sack lunches up to his brothers. And here he is, 10 to 12 years old. He was marching up there, just strolling up there. There's nothing big about the day. He was probably singing, worshiping the Lord. You know, he could have been worshiping Psalm 144, the first two verses. Praise the Lord, who is my rock? He trains my hands for war and gives my fingers skill for battle. He is my loving ally and my fortress, my tower of safety, my rescuer. He is my shield. I take refuge in him. He makes the nations submit to me. Now that was David's attitude of faith. And this is in the Old Testament. Wow. It just amazes me. You pick up the story in a verse 8 of 1 Samuel 17. Goliath stood and shouted a taunt across to the Israelites. Why are you all coming out to fight? He called, I'm the Philistine champion, but you were only the servants of Saul. Choose one man to come down here and fight me. If he kills me, then we'll be your slaves. But if I kill him, you'll be our slaves. So that was the threat. Every morning, every night. Look at verse 10. He gets a little bolder. I defy the armies of Israel today. Send me a man who will fight me. When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. They were just paralyzed. So here David enters the picture. David was the youngest son. And David's three oldest brothers stayed with Saul's army. But David went back and forth so he could help his father with the sheep. One day, Jesse said to David, take this basket of roasted grain and take 10 loaves of bread, carry them quickly to your brothers, and give these 10 cuts of cheese to their captain. See how your brothers are getting along. So here goes David singing his song of victory. God, you teach my fingers to fight. I mean, you know, David, even young, was a fighter. So David left the sheep with another shepherd, and he goes out early the next morning with the gifts, as Jesse had directed him. He arrived at the camp. Soon the Israelite and Philistine forces stood facing each other, army against army. David left his things with the keeper of supplies, hurried out to the ranks to greet his brothers. As he was talking with his brothers, listen to this story. Goliath, Philistine champion, came out from the Philistine ranks. David heard him shout his usual taunt to the army of Israel. As soon as the Israelite army saw him, they began to run away in fright. Now here's a 10, 12-year-old boy. They said, have you seen the giant? He comes out each day to defy Israel. The king has offered a huge reward to anyone who kills him. He will give that man one of his daughters for a wife, and the man's entire family will be exempt, entire family, exempt from paying taxes. Hallelujah. David asked the soldiers standing nearby. Now, this is verse 26. David's faith in his God begins to rise up. What will a man get for killing this Philistine? Who is this pagan Philistine anyway, that he will be allowed to defy the army of the living God? You know, when a demon attacks you, who are you? You are defeated. My Jesus defeated you. He went to hell and stripped you naked. Who do you think you are to attack me with sickness? Listen to the faith of a child, 10, 12 years old. When David's oldest brother, Eliab, heard David talking to the men, he got angry. What are you doing around here anyway? He said, why don't you go back and tend to the few sheep you take care of? You just want to see the battle. David replied to his brother, what have I done now? I was only asking a question. Listen. This is faith. Look at verse 32. David tells Saul, don't worry about this Philistine. I'll go fight him. Don't you just love that? Boy, you ought to have that underlined in your Bible. Don't worry about this Philistine. I'm going to go fight him. Look at Saul's answer. Verse 33. Don't be ridiculous, Saul replied. There's no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. You're only a boy. He's been a man of war since he was young. But David persisted. Listen, faith is persistent. He persisted. I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats. When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I have done this to the lions and the bear, and I will do it to this pagan Philistine. For he has defied the army of the living God. The Lord has rescued me from the claw of the lion and the bear, and he will rescue me from this Philistine. Wow. Boy, we need to be reminded of this. Saul said, well, all right, go ahead, and may the Lord be with you. So Saul tried to put his armor on David. David said, no, I can't go in these. I'm not used to them. So he picked up 5 smooth stones. Of course, Goliath had 4 brothers, so that could have been 1 stone for each brother. Goliath walked out toward David with his shield bearer ahead of him. He sneered, am I a dog? I have to face a ruddy-faced boy. You send me a boy? Come over here and I'll give your flesh to the birds, Goliath yelled. Listen to David's reply. This just makes me so excited. David replied to the Philistine, you come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. You think you're all that in a bag of chips? I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. A demon attacks you, a demon of fear or nightmare or whatever. Listen, who are you? You are defeated. I come against you in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, you loose your hold on me. Mental torment, depression, suicide, I don't care what it is. It is under the name of Jesus. And as believers, we need to have faith as a child. Today, the Lord will conquer you. Listen to the faith of David. I will cut you. I will kill you and cut off your head. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. Wow. Goliath moved closer to attack. Look what David did. Ran quickly out to meet him. Reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone, he hurled it. The stone sank in and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed, faith of a child, in his God over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he didn't have a sword. Then David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath. David used it to kill him and cut his head off. On down in verse 54, it says, David took the Philistine's head to Jerusalem, but he stored the man's armor in his own tent. Boy, we can learn a picture of that. He took the head of Goliath with him back to Jerusalem, and then he stored the armor of Goliath in his tent to remember faith in his God. His past victories gave him strength for future victories. Faith is a beautiful thing. In verse 57, I want to make this point. Faith, it says, Jesus said, when I return to earth, will I still find faith? Wow. Look at this. As soon as David returned from killing Goliath, Abner brought him to Saul with the Philistine's head still in his hand. Ha! Wow. Imagine he had a little bit of blood on him too. David replied, Saul said, tell me a little bit about your father. David replied, his name is Jesse. Then he met Jonathan's son, and the bonding took place between Jonathan and David. The faith of David. Wow, kid faith. You know, the faith of a child is something to consider. You know, a child loves unconditionally. When a child hugs you, he hugs you. He cuddles up to you. So what a beautiful thing to see the faith of David. It upset David when Goliath was defiling the army of the living God. He was an uncircumcised Philistine. He was a pagan. And our faith is alive. It is alive in the covenant that Jesus has made with us. We stand in covenant faith. Yes, it's the new covenant faith. David stood in the old covenant, but he stood in his faith covenant of his God. Have a great day, and let's live this day in faith. I call you blessed.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com. That's dirministry.com.